Our TV critic David Bianculli says it's been a rather uneventful and unimpressive summer of television so far. He's finally found something he really likes, but it's not a program. It's a series of on-air promos for Nick at Night, Nickelodeon's nightly showings of TV series from the past.
250 million people in this country. 250 million different ideas of what it is to be an American. What makes us one? What keeps us together? What puts the United in the United States? It's television, our shared television heritage. And who protects and preserves that precious heritage? Nick at Night, affirming our common bond with the shows that mattered then, that matter today, and will matter tomorrow. Nick at Night is preserving our precious television heritage.
Give me a chance here. I know the tone of that promo sounds tongue-in-cheek, but I think the people at Nick at Night actually believe it. In fact, I know they believe it because I asked them. And you know what? I believe it too. In that promo you just heard, there are scenes from Get Smart, The Dick Van Dyke Show, Superman, Dragnet, Mr. Ed, and The Donna Reed Show, all of which are regular parts of the Nick at Night lineup. These shows aren't just attracting an older audience in search of nostalgia. They've caught on with young audiences too, and the promo campaigns get a lot of credit for that. First of all, the Nickelodeon Nick at Night connection helps a lot, at least with my kids, because they trust Nickelodeon. They love most of the new shows on Nickelodeon, Clarissa Explains It All and the animated Ren and Stimpy, so they're open-minded enough to try something old. Just recently, for example, Nickelodeon added Underdog and The Bullwinkle Show, two of my all-time favorites. So in between the shows on Nickelodeon, the network runs its clever promos for Nick at Night. Like the programs themselves, they're aimed at the whole family. Some of them are goofy.
The Stones. They've been together over 20 years. The Stones. They've been through some hard times, but they're still going strong. The Stones. Now you can catch them on Nick at Night. Jeff, Mary, Alex, and Donna. The Stones. The perfect American family.
I'm a goody goody.
Get a front row seat to The Stones. Watch The Donna Reed Show every night on Nick at Night.
Some are educational.
My three sons. One show, two lovable old coots. Not quite sure who's who? Nick at Night presents this Bub and Uncle Charlie guide. Bub, black and white. Uncle Charlie, color. Bub tells boring showbiz stories.
Those lights. Audience.
Uncle Charlie tells boring sailor stories.
The pirate ship caught on fire.
Bub at peace with his bachelor life. Uncle Charlie just going through the motions. Bub abused by household appliances. Uncle Charlie just hard on himself. Bub, Uncle Charlie, know the difference. Watch them both on My Three Sons on Nick at Night.
And some bridge the gap between old and new in very memorable ways.
Green Acres is the place to be. Fresh farm living is a life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. You can take Manhattan, I'll chill on the countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I'd rather sit in my jacuzzi than a pile of hay. I got my cellular phone and my penthouse views. Darling, I love you, but I'll take Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
I like Times Square.
Come on.
No, but you know what, Nick? I like the city life.
A stock of music. Green Acres on Nick at Night. Sweet!
And you know what? All of these promos work. And that's good, because some of these TV shows are traditions, and it's nice to see them carried on. Tomorrow night, in celebration of its 8th anniversary, Nick at Night is showing a 4-hour special called Television Heritage Day. It presents the very first episodes of 8 of its vintage series. So you can see how Superman came to Earth, how Oliver and Lisa came to the country, how Captain Parmenter came to F Troop, and how Wilbur came to strike up a conversation with Mr. Ed. Tune in to Television Heritage Day, and spend a night curled up with the classics.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post and author of the new book, Teleliteracy, Taking Television Seriously.